And read with me Ephesians chapter 6, verses 21 and through 22. Ephesians 21 and 22. But that you may know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, and that's how you pronounce it, Tychicus. I had to look it up. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, our Father, for speaking to us. Thank you that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. And so we pray, Lord, that you would feed us with Jesus, the bread of life, that we would have his life, and that more abundantly, and that we would be filled up with all the fullness of God, filled with your Spirit, and sent out to be your witnesses, your grace-filled servants. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Sermon title this morning is Sent to Bless. Sent to Bless. Or Be a Tychicus. Be a Tychicus. And be a blessing. Be a Tychicus and be a blessing. And this passage, in a sense, is a culmination of this book, the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. And this shows the difference and illustrates the truth of what grace does in the heart of a believer. Grace makes a grace worker. Are you a grace worker? Are you a servant of the Lord? A servant of the Lord Jesus Christ? And Tychicus is that. He is a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's on a mission. He's a man sent with a purpose. It says in verse 23, I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Why did the Ephesians need to know Paul's affairs? Well, this really is a follow-on from the previous verses that talk about the need to pray for all the saints, and to pray for Paul. And one of the things that you realize as you read the epistles, the letters from Paul, is just about every letter, he's asking the people he's writing to for prayer. Just about every time, says, pray for me as well. He says, and pray on my behalf that utterance, that clear speech of the word of God may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And so he asks for prayers, and a follow-on to that is Tychicus is telling the Ephesians what's going on with Paul so that they can be informed and so they can pray according to knowledge, so that they can pray specifically and intelligently on Paul's behalf, so they can enter into that all-important ministry of intercession. We must become intercessors. We must become those who are praying on behalf of others. Amen? And that's an important ministry. And the Ephesians need to become that, but they also need to learn what it means to be a servant, what it means to be beloved brothers and sisters. And so Paul sends Tychicus, who's in a sense the embodiment of the teaching of Paul. And so Paul is glad and confident that he can send Tychicus. He is a courier, in a sense. He's a courier, means a runner. And so he's running with a message. And the message of the gospel, the message of the letter to the Ephesians. In those days, when you sent letters, you didn't have the post office or UPS or anything like that. You had to send someone with the letter to make sure that the letter got to the rightful recipients. And so Tychicus was a faithful, trusted associate of Paul, sent with the letter to the Ephesians. And actually, as we found out earlier, this was a circular letter, which means it was to be circulated. And so it might have been that Tychicus was the one who was supposed to make sure that the letter got circulated, that it went to all the churches. And so it's a huge responsibility. Not only that, we find his name also connected with the letter to the Colossians. And so what would have happened if something happened to Tychicus? Or if he wasn't faithful, and maybe he lost the scrolls? From a human perspective, a lot was riding on the faithfulness of Tychicus. But God strengthened him, enabled him to carry out his duty, his mission, really his delight, not because Tychicus was something of a wonderful person, but because God's grace, God's work, God's word was working mightily in him. And Paul saw that and said, that's the one that I need to send with this letter to Ephesus. Amen. And so what do we know about the character of Brother T, Brother Tychicus? What could Paul truthfully write about him in a letter of recommendation? Or as he would be a character reference for Tychicus. What could he write about him that would be true? Now, if you've ever written a letter of recommendation, you have to be careful to write what is true about the person that you're recommending. Because if it turns out over the course of time that it's not true, that reflects badly on you. And if you get someone to write a letter for you, you have to make sure that you live up to what that letter says. Amen? What could people truthfully write about you or write about me? Ooh, ouch. And so it's important for us to live up to the standard that the Lord has given in his word, the standard and the life and the power and the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And that's what Tychicus lived up to. It says that he is what? A beloved brother. A beloved brother. And so if we want to be a blessing, we need to be loving siblings. Be a loving sibling to your brothers and sisters in Christ. But before we look at our brothers and sisters, we need to look up, right? God first, amen? Because all love, all goodness, all ability to love our neighbor first comes from God, who loved us and gave his only begotten Son for us, that we might have life. And so if you want to get your horizontal relationships right, start with God. If you find that your horizontal relationships are all messed up, chances are pretty good that your vertical relationship isn't quite what it ought to be there. And so you and I need to ask the Holy Spirit, search me and know me, O Lord, and show me if there are hurtful ways in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Psalm 139. Help me, Lord, to love you whom I have not seen, and help me to love my brother whom I have seen. And so, beloved, I need to tell you again, and keep telling you again, we must love one another. Amen. We need to have that agape love, that selfless love that Jesus had, and brotherly love, love for the brethren, love for brothers, love for sisters. We need to listen to one another. One of the best ways to show that you love a brother or sister is just to listen. We need to be there for one another. We need to call one another. We need to be patient. Love is what? Patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is humble. Be hospitable to one another. All these different commands talk about love in action. And so Paul knew that he could send Tychicus to the Ephesians because he knew that Tychicus is the beloved brother, a loving brother. And so he was glad to send him with this letter. Tychicus also was a faithful minister. It says faithful minister, or you could translate that faithful servant. Sometimes we think that, well, the minister needs to do this and not anybody else. No, this is for all of us. God calls all of us to be faithful servants. Faithful servants. And so I need to ask you, how is your serve? Are you a servant marked by faith? Faith. F. Are you faithful? Are you full of faith? Or are you full of fear? May the Lord make us servants full of faith, and as a result, make us faithful. That is, dependable. Can we trust that if we give you something to do, that you'll do it? Can we trust that you will make it to work or church functions on time? Or are you chronically late? Well, if you're chronically late, then in one sense, you are not being faithful. And this will show up in your work habits. And so we need to learn. All of us need to learn. I need to learn to be good, dependable, and hard workers. Amen. So that's faithful. What about available? Are you available to the Lord, to Jesus, to his purposes in the world? Will we see you each Sunday? Will we see you at the prayer meeting or at Sunday school? Or do you have this sense that you've already done enough or learned enough? Jesus says, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. How are you following Jesus? Are you available to him? To know and follow Jesus takes time. It just takes time. Just like any relationship, if you want to work on it, if you want it to grow, if you want to become strong, it takes time. But knowing and following Jesus is worth every second of time he leads us to give to it. Amen? Be available to him, to serve him, to follow him. Be available to know him and make him known. That's why we're here. We're here to know Jesus and to make him known. Amen. Are you growing in knowing him and making him known? What we're trying to do at Mount Carmel is help you in that. And so we have activities and we have opportunities where we seek to grow in these things. And so be available. And what about the I? It says, he is a faithful servant in the Lord. In the Lord. Are you in the Lord? Are you in Christ? I need to ask you, are you trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And if you have made that decision, are you continuing in it? Because it says, as you so received Christ, so walk in him. We received him by faith, now we walk in him by faith. And Paul could trust that Tychicus was a beloved brother, a faithful servant, and one who was in the Lord. And so the question comes, well, are you vitally connected to Jesus by faith? Are you trusting in him right now? Are you drawing strength from him right now? If you're serving, are you serving in your strength or his strength? Who is the focus when you serve? Is it you or is it Jesus? Does he get the recognition or do you want some for yourself? Like Gideon, who says, a sword for the Lord, oh, and for Gideon too. And sometimes we can be that way. But when we serve and we're a servant in the Lord, we want to see that Christ gets the glory. We want to see that it's all about Jesus. And then a servant is teachable. Can you learn from anyone? Can you take the teaching, rebuking, and correcting, and training, and righteousness from the scriptures? Can you take it from a brother or a sister who cares about you and wants you to grow? Or are you more likely to argue and make excuses than listen? And so I need to ask you and ask myself even, are you a contentious woman or a contentious man? Proverbs talks about that. Better to live on the corner of the roof than to share a house with a contentious woman. Unless we get all our ladies into trouble over that, we could also speak the proverb this way. Better to live on the corner of a roof than to share a house with a contentious man. I don't think it's stretching it too far to say that it applies to men who have a tendency to be contentious. And so it seems that that a corner of a roof is a better option, living option, than sharing a house with someone who's contentious. That's what the Bible says. And so maybe a corner of the roof isn't the best option. Maybe a better option is for the contentious person to become uncontentious. Just saying. And so I want to receive that for myself, and I pray that each of us will receive that as a gentle rebuke to say, Lord, show me where I'm not willing to yield. Show me where I'm asserting my rights rather than seeking to serve someone else and put their needs before my own. Because Jesus, that's what you did. That's what you did. It says in Philippians 2:3, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Are we regarding the other person that we're contending with as more important than ourselves? Probably not. Not for contending. And so, Lord, please give us that spirit of gentleness, that spirit of teachability, that spirit of service. Amen. And then lastly, humble. And so we have faithful, available, in the Lord, teachable, and humble. Humble. Like Jesus. Like John the Baptist. I must decrease. He must increase. To put others before self and take the low position. And so overall, do you do an excellent job? Do you do your work with faith? Can we count on you? Can Jesus count on you? Jesus said in Luke 16:10, he who is faithful with a little will be faithful with much. Amen. Brother Tychicus was a faithful servant. Are you? No doubt when Brother T passed on to glory, he heard the wonderful words of the Master. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your Master. Amen. Are you looking forward to joy? We need to be driven by joy, not driven by the law. Not driven by duty, you need to do this. Well, maybe you do, but the law never made a God lover. And the law beats us down. It doesn't empower us. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of love. We need the power of grace. And Tychicus was a grace-motivated worker. Grace moves us. Strengthens us, empowers us. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Hallelujah. 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 Don't let the enemy beat you down. Don't let him discourage you. Don't let him take your joy. Don't let him sap your energy. But if you look at yourself, guess what? That's what's going to happen. But if you look at Jesus, amen. That's where the power comes from. And if the power's gone, you're disconnected from the power source. Reconnect. Sin gets in the way. Get rid of the sin. And then you're connected back to Jesus. It's that simple. But we need to submit to it. And to submit to it, we need to own our sin somewhere. We need to humble ourselves. That's That's the way it is. It's not rocket science. And so last week, I reminded you that God hasn't called us to be sitting ducks, to be picked off by the enemy. He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Do all to stand. You can stand. You can do this. You can be victorious in the fight. Take up the full armor of God and stand in the evil day. We can do this. And we need to believe that we can. And Tychicus was one who believed. And so Paul was glad to send him on this mission. Tychicus was one who brought blessing. And so we're talking about, first of all, being beloved siblings. Second of all, being faithful servants. And lastly, bringing blessing. Be an encourager. Are you an encourager? What does it mean to be an encourager? Well, the word encourage means to put strength in. To put strength in. Where do we get strength from? From the Lord. Draw your strength from the Lord and encourage others to do the same. Let me say that again. Draw strength from the Lord and encourage others to do the same, and you will be an encourager. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and you will be able to serve, and you will be able to do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Be a blessing, be an encourager, be an informed prayer. Pray specifically and help others do the same. And so Tychicus was there to let the Ephesians know of Paul's affairs, Paul's circumstances, how he was doing. He made everything known to them. Why? So the Ephesians could pray and continue to pray for that ministry of the gospel going out to the ends of the earth, for the gospel going out where it was never named before. How did it go that far? I think they believe that Paul even went as far as Spain with the gospel. And it was because people like the saints at Ephesus were praying for that. And then we are to bring peace. Peace, love, and faith. It says in verse 23, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're connected to the source of peace, you're going to bring peace. If you're connected to the source of love, you're going to bring love. If you're connected to the source of faith, you're not going to fear, but you're going to walk in faith. Where do these things come from? They come from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can also say, and the Holy Spirit, because we serve a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And so I want to encourage you, dear brother, dear sister, be a Tychicus. Be a grace-filled, grace-strengthened servant. And it starts by faith, by trusting in Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. Believe in what he did on the cross to give up his life for you, so that you might have life. He took the death that you deserved, the eternal hell that you deserved because of your rebellion, so that he could give you eternal life when he rose again from the dead after 3 days. And so trust him and then walk in his strength and in his spirit. Then you will be a beloved brother or beloved sister. You will be a faithful servant, and you will be an encourager, helping others find strength, peace, love, and faith in the triune God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for how you work in your servants, and you work by grace through faith. And the faith and grace, they bring about transformed lives and transformed actions. And so we pray, Lord, that we would walk in this new life, new strength, new power, new obedience. And so bless us now as we prepare to receive the Lord's Supper, that we would walk in new obedience and new love toward you as your servants. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.